Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to page 112 over here. Simon Reish Ayin Vav Sif Gimel going weiter over here in the Dinam of Amir La'akum. And specifically getting to a couple more of the Haterim over here of Amir La'akum. Sorry, Reish Ayin Vav Sif Dalad. We are up to. Says the Machaber over here, very interesting case in that we're going to learn a lot of Halacha Lemaisa over here. Once again, keep in mind the two different parts of Amir La'akhri. We have the Amira, which is going to be Asur, and then the benefit from the malacha that was done. We took a break from the second aspect of benefiting from the malacha that was done by Goy. And the last couple of shiur, we've been talking about more of the case where it's even mutter to do on an amira. All the things that we talked about the last couple of days. We come back to the dinam of Reish Ayin Vav, which is really the dinam of getting hana from the malacha of the Goy. Says the Mechaber over here, Im Yesh Ner B'Beis Yisrael. If you have already a candle lit in your house, or for that matter, you have the lights turned down in a room. Uba in Yehudi v'hidlik ner acher, and comes a guy and lights a second candle, turns on a second light in the room. Mutter li shtamish la'oro, bo ner rishon dalik. As long as the original candle is still lit, okay, or the first light that was turned on is still lit, you are allowed to sit there in the room and get hana, even though you're also benefiting from the extra light that the guy now has lit. We call this extra benefit. Okay? It's Tosefes Hana. Okay? It's Tosefes Hana. Tosefes Hana, there is no gzeiro of Amir Lanach. What's the Svara? The Svara being is, one of the reasons why we say Amir Lanach, we're afraid that what's going to happen, if you get benefit from the Malacha, you're going to come to ask the Goy next time to do it on Shabbos again. But since over here is only Tosefes Hana, you could have read a book even with one candle. You could eat your meal just fine with one candle. The fact that there's extra light, it makes it easier. We're not afraid that next week we're going to ask the guy to do it again, because it's just Tosefes Hana. And therefore, Chazal, we're not gozer on it, and therefore it's not going to become Asr Malacha. Motali Shtamish Lorobo Nerisham. Dalek Mechaber says, as long as your first candle is still lit, and you would have enough light to do whatever you need to do with that one candle, even though a second candle, a third candle was lit by a guy, you're allowed to get benefit from this Malacha. Okay? But, number one, just want to point out over here, this is talking about a case where the guy does it on his own. You are not allowed to ask a guy to do for you Tosefes Hana, because that's the Isser, the first Isser of Amira. There's no Heter over here of doing an Amira. You only have the Heter over here because it is going to be not considered going to be Hana. So there's no Isser Hana over here, so therefore it's going to be Mat. Like we just learned, Aval, La'achar Sheyichba Rishon, but after the first candle goes out, or the Shabbos clock goes out and therefore the original light went out and all that's left is the extra light that the guy turned on. Usur li shtamish la'ora shini, now it becomes usur to get benefit. So even though, let's say, for the first hour while the first candle was lit, you're allowed to benefit from the second candle with the extra Tosefes Hana. But over here, if the case where the first candle goes out after an hour, all you have left now is the second candle, or the second light the guy turned on, you are no longer allowed to get Hana from that candle, because now you're getting direct Hana, it's not just Tosefes Hana. V'chein, im natan shemim benir adolik. Okay, let's say another case. You have one of those bulbs that takes oil. You have an oil can. And therefore you put enough oil that will last till 9 o'clock at night. The guy comes and adds another 2 hours of oil. So therefore, says the Mechaber, v'chein natan shemim benir adolik, motuli shtamish ad kedei sheyichla ha-shemin sheyabo kfar v'acher kach asar. You're allowed to use the candle up until 9 o'clock. After 9 o'clock, when you know your candle would have been out, and he added extra oil now, so that's only because of the guy. That would be a direct hana over there. You're not allowed to get hana from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. You would not be allowed to benefit from that candle. Obviously, it's going to be difficult to exactly estimate exactly when the candle would have gone out. You have to guess, make an estimation, and figure out basically how long your candle would have been lit and how much extra time the guy now has given you, and you're not allowed to benefit from that extra time. Okay, says the Ramah. Interesting Ramah over here. It's mutter to protest against the guy in this case who comes to add a candle or to be mosif shemen. You could protest. What do you mean you could protest? What are they telling you over here? So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, explains the Ramah. Sivkatan Lamed Vav. Sorry, that's not the one I wanted. Sorry, Sav Ksiv Kan Lamed Hey. It's mutter to do this. The Salta Daitach, you would have thought to say, I mean, Allah Achmer Bazaar, you should be Machmer not to talk about it at all. Kinesh, Lidaber, Binyan Hadaka Klal, not to be talking about Malach on Shabbos, maybe that'd be better, not even to protest, don't light the candle. They're talking about Malacha. We saw before, we're not supposed to talk about Malacha. Kamash Malan over here, you're coming to prevent Malacha from happening, even Sa'ide Goy. That's what the Ramah is coming to tell you, that it's going to be mutter to tell the Goy not to go ahead and do this. Once he protests against the Goy, don't light that extra candle. He's showing you that he's not benefiting, he doesn't want you to do this. The Goy doesn't listen, he doesn't anyways. Once the Jew protests against him, a real protest, not like the guy that gives him a wink while he's protesting. Okay, he protests against the guy, tells him not to do it. The guy does it anyways. That's no longer considered the tzarech the Yisrael. That would be considered the tzarech the guy. You'll be allowed to go ahead and benefit from the light. Yisrael, even if it's in a Jew's house and it's the Jew's candle, since he protests, he told him not to do it. He went ahead and did it anyways. It's considered like litzarko, and therefore it'd be mutter to benefit from the malacha. So this is an important halacha over here called Tosefes Hanah. Another example would be, let's say the goy lights a candle, and you have light coming in through the windows. Lights are out, but there's light coming in through the windows. So that's enough light. If the goy comes and turns on the light, you're still allowed to sit there and read there, so long it's up till shkia time. As long as there's enough light would have been coming through the windows, that's once again considered Tosefes Hanah. It doesn't have to be coming from the candle. Natural light is also would be considered Tosefes Hanah on the natural light if the guy would come turn on the light when they already have natural light come in. But once it gets dark outside, you would no longer be able to get Hanah from the light that was turned on because, once again, he's doing it L'tzarech the Yisra. That's one, another important kula. Once again, this only gets us out of the problem of Hanah, does not get us out of the problem of Amira. Another example is what we call indirect Hanah. Let's say you're rolling around in bed, okay, and you're having a hard time falling asleep because your roommate left the light on. Comes a guy, the cleaner is in the dorm, and he sees that it's difficult for you to fall asleep, and he turns off the light, okay? You would think to say, I'm not allowed to go to sleep in the dorm. Before, I couldn't fall asleep because the light was on. Now the light's off. I just benefited from the malacha that was done by the guy. That's not how we hold. Halachically, only positive malacha is considered hanah. This is called indirect hanah. You're not getting hanah from the malacha. You're getting hanah. There's no light in the room. Okay, you're not getting direct hanah from the malacha that was happening. It's called indirect hanah when a guy turns off a light or stops the malacha from happening, even though that might benefit you indirectly. That is not considered hanah from the malacha. So it's much more makel if a guy is turning off a light. Okay, then you still have the problem of amira. Yes, you were not allowed to ask the guy directly to do it. Okay, I don't want to get into too much. It's a whole dinner in itself about being miramis to a guy. Okay? If you give a remis below shalom belashon sibi without a commandment, okay, that's how we get out of the problem of Miro some of the time. We're only in cases where you can get benefit from the malacha. Let's say you have a kid who's having a hard time falling asleep because his life was left out in the room. We would allow you to call the guy and indirectly, without a tzivui, ask the guy to go ahead and turn off the light. And the Hana Shabo is not considered a Hana, and therefore you'd be allowed to go ahead and benefit from it. Lavda of a child, even a parent also, who would have a hard time going to sleep, that would be a classic example where it would be mutter to go ahead and get and ask him. But you're not allowed to ask him directly, because there's an Isra of Amira. But you can get it, go ask it indirectly, and then the lights being turned off is not considered a direct Hana. That's not considered a direct Hana, it's an indirect Hana, and therefore it is going to be mutter to go ahead and do. Okay? Couple more heterim, important heterim of over here, and one of the is though we discussed right at the beginning of this month. Right at the beginning of the month, we start Hilchos Shabbos, and that is another heter is in Siman Sishin Zayin. It's also earlier on too that you could ask a guy to do malacha for you, but bein hashmashos. If it's still bein hashmashos after shkia, but it's before it says the kochavim, since you throw in an extra suffix over here, you could have a guy do malacha for you at that point. You could even ask the guy to do malacha for you at the point. Another important heter is what we call psikration. That is, we're not allowed to do something, even if we have kavana for action one, but action two is going to happen also. We are not allowed to do that on Shabbos. That's what we call a psikration. Okay, even though we don't have kavana necessarily for action B, since action B is automatically going to happen when I do action A, therefore it is called psikration. We're not allowed to do it. But a guy is, since the guy's kavana is only on action A. Action A is fine. action B will happen through it also. Okay? The classic example in the Gemara is you need a bench. The bench is too heavy to carry, and when you carry the bench through the, for the ground, it's gonna make a hole in the ground. You're gonna be over the Isra Malacha of Chorish. You're plowing the ground. So therefore, you're not allowed to drag the bench across there. But you could ask a guy, could you bring me the bench over? Even though you know the guy is not so strong, you're not gonna be able to carry the bench across without dragging. It's for sure gonna make a hole. That's going to be mufter, because this kavanah is not to make a hole in the ground. His kavanah is to bring you the bench. So therefore, you're allowed to ask a guy to do something for you that would only have been usher for you, al psik resha. It is going to be mufter for you to go ahead and ask the guy. One last heter, also an important one. Things that are shinu b'machlokas. If there's a machlokas, a poskin. Is this mufter or usher to do on Shabbos? And we paskin usher. We paskin usher. The guy could be somech on the makilin. Okay, you could ask the guy to do it for you, and he'll be somech on the makel shita. Okay, because at the end of the day, it's not clear this is us. We're knowing to be usher, all this usher. But if it's really machlok, it's a real opinion holds that this is mutter, not just all, oh, not this daraisa turns into rabban. It'll be mutter lechatchila to go ahead and do it. So you could ask the guy to do it on Shabbos, and he could be somech on the makel shita. Even though we're not somech on the makel shita, he could go ahead and rely on that shita. Okay, so Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll finish off Simon Reish Ha'Yivav with another very important din over here that connects to Mila Anachri. Bezrat Hashem, this needs Chazara. You have to go over all the different Aterim, all the different cases, because every Shaila that comes up, you always have to ask, what is the Shaila? Is the Shaila direct or not? Is it indirect or not? Is it Tosefus or not? Okay, what is exactly the case? And then is it Mutter to do the Mira? Is it Mutter only the Hana? Is it the opposite? All these cases have to be examined each case at a time. Adkan for today.